This is case number 2016-047, 168 Fieldstone Drive. It's also a villa. And the decision of record's the same.
Anybody got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve special use permit 2016-0047. Decision of record as is.
Somebody want a second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Case number 1648 is 138 Stony Point Drive. It's actually a home. It was coming through as a three-bedroom home, but that definition will be replaced in item 6 with the occupancy definition. So with 8 persons, we'd be looking at 4 parking. The garage is actually into the side. Is that actually a 3-car garage? The one looks bigger.
2. What is it? Oh, I apologize, it's a 3.
I thought it looked like a 3. The one door was bigger.
Picture. Scott, can you go back to the description?
Which one?
Back how we got it wrote up.
Barbara, if you would kind of avoid some of these problems, the parking on the street is a main problem with these other people, other than the pool. If we could avoid that, it would make your life a lot better, and so would it make everybody else.
Well, we do send out, and all of our guests do, they're made aware of those at the beginning.
Is there signage on the inside of the units explaining all the same rules and regulations?
Yes. Yeah, we have them in our guest book. Each guest, before they're ever given a confirmation, has to digitally sign saying they acknowledge the rules and understand that there can be fine and or eviction.
Go back to that picture again, please, Scott. Okay. Anybody else got any questions about it? Anybody want to make a motion?
Motion to approve 2016-0048 as written.
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay.
Case number 1649, 130 North Tuscany Drive. We're back to a villa. It's right here. I think I've got a real good front view of this villa. There's the overview. And the decision of record, of course, is the same.
Anybody got any questions? Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve 2016-0049.
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Brad LaCour.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, this is case number 2016-50-670 Amanda Drive. This is a change of pace. This is the home just before you get to Long Creek Bridge. I think the decision of record reads the same. It says it accommodate or sleep no more than 12 persons per night, but if you so desired to change that to the definition occupancy, you could. As is, okay. Just specify it as a 12 person per night. Very good.
Anybody got any questions for Brad?
It's close to the one you guys are looking for. I think it's the next one, the last one, is the one you've been looking for.
Yep.
No questions?
No.
Somebody want to make a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion. We approve 2016-0050.
Somebody want a second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? There you go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Case number 2017, number one. It's 177 North Tuscany Drive. And it's the one by the cul-de-sac. And it's one of the villas. And our decision of record would be the same as the others, except the 8 persons per night would be taken out and the definition put in.
Are there a representative here for that?
Really?
Have we got a name on that, Scott? I've not got the name.
It was DK and NK LLC.
Anybody here to represent it?
Can we postpone it, or do we need to?
I would think.
I'd say, in all fairness, we better postpone it till next month with these others and see what happens.
To be voted on at the same time as the next vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the public hearing.
It wouldn't be the public hearing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe they've changed their mind.
So we got that?
Yep.
Okay.
I would like, I mean, it'd be cleaner if it was a motion to
postpone.
Somebody
will make a motion to that, huh?
I'll make a motion we table that one.
Okay.
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Who seconded? I'm sorry.
I make a motion.
George seconded. Okay, that's all the final votes. Now the concepts. Branson Creek Villa, 167.
This is case number 2016-31. Bob actually had put these first two together. You're starting to see it right in there. This is one of the villas.
And I would like to remove 165, please. I've sold that property for the owner since the application.
The 165 North Tuscany Drive?
Yes.
The one we're talking about right now?
Nope. 167 is what we're talking about.
Oh, we're at 167.
165 would be the next concept.
Yeah.
No, I think you took it. Or I gave it to you.
There's not anything in the concept except the pictures that Bob had put in.
How many bedrooms is that?
167 is a three-bedroom, two-bath, and it is a legal three-bedroom. It does have a closet, a door.
You can't. What's the difference?
Okay. Anybody got any questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
No motion. These are just concepts. You're motioned out.
Boy, I'm motioned out. Calm down.
It's been a long evening.
What's the date, Sean?
March 13th, is
yep,
that right?
Yep, March 13th.
Okay, we'll
be the public hearing.
See you March 13th.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's a concept. She wants a nightly rental. We're fairly familiar with that situation.
And we're going to remove 1632. We're going to move on to 17004.
Yes, sir. Yep.
On Pine Road, nightly rental.
165.
She wanted to remove 165.
Yeah, we're going to 380 Long Pine.
Oh, okay. Who's that? All right. I'll be all right.
I know it's here. Where's it on the picture?
So case number 17004.
We still need to look at 360 Long Pine, right?
That's what this one is, isn't it?
No, he's got National Engine.
No, we've jumped one.
I don't have a 360.
Yeah, we've got a 360 Long Pine.
Is that part of the Branching Creek Villa?
Yeah, but I don't have it.
Are you 360?
No, that's NEC.
I don't have a slide for 360 Lone Pine.
Is there a representative here for that property?
Is that part of the...
That's easy.
Well, I thought it had gone away.
Is that part of the Branching Creek Villa, 165? Does that got anything to do with that?
No, it's a different one. 360 North Lone Pine. It's in the villas, but it's not.
Didn't they withdraw?
No, it's over off Skyview.
Oh, yeah. It's off Skyview Drive. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're always open.
And they're not here. So
the 360 Lone Pine had withdrawn, I believe, or they moved it to the next month.
Next month?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I gave you new agendas last week.
Okay.
Yeah, the agenda changed. That's what stole me for a loop.
I grabbed the wrong one.
I've still got the old one, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
So now we're to case number 17004.
National Enzyme.
Yes.
Quit standing around. Get up there.
We'll get there eventually.
Yes, sir.
This property is off of Highway 76, Forsyth address. We'll zoom in just a little bit and then let the applicant take over. Everybody can see the property there. There's the current National Enzyme building. View from the north.
From is that from the building that burned?
Right behind it.
Yeah. Burned is right here.
One burnt,
yep,
right there.
This one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That one. There's a view from the east.
How many acres is there?
And the view from the west. I don't have
there, Scott?
I don't you have it on there.
You, sir?
What's that, sir?
How many acres?
I think it's five.
No. Yeah, we'll get it.
What's your name, sir?
For Charlie Amidon, president of National Enzyme Company. Amidon. Sorry, a little hoarse today.
Okay. You want to explain to us what you
yes, sir.
Got in mind?
Well, we've been here, I think probably everybody in the room knows where National Enzyme is. We have several buildings in town and out on Route 160. And last August 9th, we had a catastrophic fire that burned our production facility to the ground. Thanks to 13 fire companies and a lot of brave, hard, dedicated firefighters, they saved our blending facility, which is the larger building in the middle there. We repurposed that building to get us back on our feet, and we added a smaller building in the front where the previous building was that burned. And fortunately, we had other buildings there that supported our efforts. We had to really jockey around and do a bunch of things, but we got